Chapter 47. On the day they were to leave the cavern of the librarians, Joshua caught Rod carving something into the face of one of the big root stems that supported the earth walls. Rod looked faintly guilty when he was spotted, but then he shrugged and stepped back. Joshua leaned down to see. Difficult to read in this light, and the craftsmanship's kind of dodgy. Evidently, I don't have the Valiente omnicompetence genes, Rod said sourly. A-R-N. Suddenly, he saw it. Arne Saknussemm. I hope I got the spelling right, Rod said. I think it varies with the translation. Couldn't resist it, Dad. Read that book when it was on your shelf at home in hell knows where. I thought you didn't like all that old skiffy stuff of mine. I dipped into it. There are no rules, you know. Sancho ambled over to them now, his survival blanket as ever around his shoulders. He peered at Rod's carving. He showed no offense at this vandalizing of the sacred tree, but no particular interest either. Then he straightened and held up the troll call.
Ready?
Joshua said, to get out of here. He'd always be grateful for this place of safety. But he'd come to find the subdued and unchanging light depressing and difficult for sleep. He was looking forward to seeing the sky again, any sky. Ready if you are, old friend. Sancho held out his huge hands. Joshua and Rod, standing there with nothing more than the grimy clothes they'd been brought here in and the white med pack on Joshua's back, tentatively took hold. Joshua eyed Rod. I guess you don't remember how it was when we came here. Kind of a helter-skelter ride.
Dad, I never saw a helter-skelter.
A skydive off a space elevator, then. We didn't so much step as plummet. And without your drugs, Sancho said sternly.
One step, two step home.
Rod smiled.
Dad, let's do it.
They took hold of Sancho's hands.